The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
What's going on, guys? This is Frank Gogol, writer of the 2019 indie hit Dead End Kids and of the Ringo Award-nominated collection Grief. If you've been tuning in, you may have heard my recent interview for my new book, No Heroin. No Heroin asks the question, what if Buffy the Vampire Slayer was a recovering drug addict? It's got vampires, drugs, street fights, and a hard, hard punk rock edge. It's also got a ton of heart. The story follows Kayla, a recovering heroin addict, as she struggles to right the wrongs of her days as a junkie and learns the hard way that maybe not everyone is cut out to be a hero. I wanted to stop by to let you know that No Heroin number 1 is now up for pre-order. So if you're a fan of Buffy the Vampire Slayer, horror comics, Dead End Kids, or if you just want to check out a dope new book, I really think you'll dig No Heroin. But don't wait. Pre-orders need to be in by the end of April. So you're going to want to head over to your local comic shop and let them know you want to pre-order your copy of No Heroin number 1 today.
What's up, everybody? Juan here. Weird intro. If you listened to two episodes ago, you know that shit went a little haywire. So this is again going to be a shorter version of what we normally do. It's going to be a little weird because we're essentially just giving our thoughts, but this time on The Hunters from Amazon. I'm going to give my thoughts, and then it's going to be Gabe and Doyle. Okay, so it's going to sound a little bit weird, but it's going to be a shorter episode. Nothing too hard, nothing too long to chew on. But it's my fault for not paying attention, and somehow things got fucked up. Like I said, The Hunters, it's an Amazon show. It is about the Jewish survivors of the Holocaust, essentially a group of them fighting and finding Nazis that have lived past that time and are still around. Stars Al Pacino and a plethora of other people whose names I don't remember off the top of my head. It's a cool series. I hadn't heard about it until Doyle actually picked it for us to watch this go around. So I'd never heard of it until then. I'm actually glad he recommended it. I'm glad we watched it. Because I give it a thumbs up for sure. I would definitely recommend you guys go watch it. There's a couple of different journeys that happen in this series, in this season. Who knows if there's going to be a second one. There might be because it kind of lends itself to a second season at the end of the first season. But it's a journey of Al Pacino who, at the beginning, you come to find out that he's you learn that he's a survivor, that he has gathered, you know, that he's hunting Nazis because of what they did to him during the war. You also learn about the young kid who is kind of joining the crew, if you may. He wants to do the same thing, but he's being taught essentially by Al Pacino's character, and you kind of, you know, get to watch his journey as well. The biggest thing for me, and I think the biggest thing that I went out of the show liking the most, is that the fine line between at what point do you become the monster that you're trying to catch or that you're fighting or that you're killing off. Because throughout the season, the younger kid goes from, you know, again, spoiler alerts if you haven't watched this, I'm sorry. But he goes from not wanting to kill anybody to killing people, to killing a Nazi. How you get there is interesting. Has to do with the kind of twisty spoiler ending at the end, which is pretty cool. I enjoyed that a lot. But I just like I like the fine line of, you know, at what point does killing Nazis become any better than putting them on trial or catching them and then letting the police have them, you know. So it's it's a weird little thing that goes on. Obviously, there's probably not people hunting and killing Nazis. I don't know, but it's a really good thing. I mean, Al Pacino, sure, he's had some misses, I guess, but I'm a pretty big fan of almost every single thing that he does. He's a great actor, in my opinion, and this is a really good series. I definitely recommend going out and at least checking it out once. Like I said, it's about a group of hunters, that's the name, tracking down and doing things to Nazis. Amazon, I think Amazon Prime, now that I say it out loud. But I'll keep this short. Like I said, next you'll hear from Gabe and you'll hear from Doyle. Give their thoughts on the show as well. If you have any other thoughts or anything, you know, feel free to shoot us a voicemail at 970-573-6148. TOTLB.com is where you can find us. Sorry that these are a couple of weird little episodes, but hopefully you're watching The Hunters. I know that we did this with Altered Carbon as well. Hopefully you saw the second season of that. But let us know. Reach out. And like I said, I'll hand this off to Gabe and Doyle. They'll give their thoughts. And if you guys have any feedback, just let us know. Thanks, everyone.
Okay, so here I am leaving my first message. This is going to be about Hunters. So at the time of the recording, I had really only seen the first episode, so it's actually a great opportunity for me to talk a little bit about the things I liked about the show and didn't like about the show now that I've watched almost all the show. Mel was really compelled by it after the first episode, so she has been watching it, and, you know, I've been watching it kind of passively with her on and off. I don't think I've seen every single episode, but I've definitely gotten the gist of, like, the entire thing. The show itself, really well executed. Like, there's absolutely no denying that it is a really well-written, well-acted, well-produced show. It's very good, it's very entertaining, but it is also very intense. It is a sad show, it's a show that makes you angry, but it's also a show that makes you really question the morality of the protagonists in it. Like, it's hard to even call them heroes because there's so many layers to, like, what they're trying to accomplish. This idea that they're trying to kill Nazis that are in the United States, you empathize with them because, yeah, you want to see a person that literally filled somebody's body up with seawater die a horrible death, you know, because that's the narrative that we create for ourselves in pop culture and in media. But when you really think about it, he is still a human being. Just the way he tortured human beings to death, it's hard to watch, you know, him be tortured to death kind of thing. It's very interesting. You know, when we were originally talking about the show, Doyle had mentioned this idea that, you know, at what point do you become that thing that you hate? So a lot of the show is that idea, like how far is too far? How much is too much? The last episode of the season is by and far the most compelling episode of the season. And a part of me almost wonders if this show is better as a movie. Like, an hour and 45 minutes of this, like, I don't think it would have gotten this point across quite as strongly, but it definitely could have gotten it across very effectively. I like the show. I will definitely check out the second season when it comes out.
Yo, what up? It's Doyle. Just chilling here at my house. I just woke up. Petrie, shut the fuck up. Here to talk about Hunters, I guess, because we fucked up the recording and, you know, all that brilliant political drama talk that we had about the show and the ethics behind it. It's all gone. It's all gone now. But, I mean, all in all, the TV show, I'm sure Gabe or somebody did a breakdown of it. Dude, what the hell? Enough. But it's, you know, kind of a revenge story about surviving Jews from the Holocaust going after living Nazis in America. It's, I mean, as far as, like, the show goes, it's just, that's a really good TV show. It's Amazon Prime developed, and all the acting's really good. All the action and pacing seems pretty on point. It's a little crazy at times, but it's very well made. As far as, like, the TV show goes, it's kind of hard to follow a little bit, in my opinion. That's where it's not, like, the funnest TV show to watch. It's not really hard to follow, that's not what I meant, but... Yeah, it's not like the funnest show to watch, obviously, because it's subject material, what it's about. Sorry, I'm still, like, freshly awake. Fucking tired, but my dog does not like me talking to an answering machine, evidently. Yeah, overall, my opinion is the show is very good. The questions it asks, you know, basically, was it right to bring the Nazis, scientists, to America to progress our, you know, rocket programs and other scientific industries. Was that correct or not correct? Obviously, the characters in the film find it not correct. Like I think we talked about on the show, I think it's like super, super loosely based on real life potential things that happened, of a few killings, revenge killings and whatnot. But, yeah, I would give the show a watch if I was you guys. It's a lot of fun. As far as the, like, stylization of the topic, it's kind of, like, pulpy and interesting at the beginning, at least. They don't do that as much towards the end of the show, but it was just pretty good. It does have a twist at the end, which is kind of weird because it doesn't seem like a show that needs a twist, but it's worthwhile, in my opinion. So, yep, again, this has been Doyle. Thanks for listening to the episode, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.